Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for October 28th, 2017. And tonight, I've got a different kind of show. We all know that there's all kinds of weird energy out there with Halloween, along with some angels. And there's a lot of stranger danger going around after the Las Vegas massacre I reported on the last show, among other things. The whole world, in fact, is getting pretty weird with global paradigm shift, metamorphosis, and full-blown transformation of the world as we've known it. So I just finished a blog and published it on the rise of the divine feminine. There are multiple articles and videos which explain the divine feminine and how the rise of this intelligence will heal our world. This presentation today is being broadcast live on BBS Radio over the Internet to 63 countries. And if you're listening to the podcast replay in the future, you can open the blog website in the show notes and have a multimedia show that you can control while pausing the podcast. Some people can do this on their desktop computer easier than they can on an iPod or a tablet. But if you know how to do that, then you've got a multimedia show that you can control, watch the videos, pausing the podcast, or following along, because I'll be giving some in-depth, peripheral perspective on the subject matter. So here we go with Rise of the Divine Feminine. This is part of my 2017 Big Shift series, which is a series of blogs I've been doing since the first of the year. And this one is regarding the personal planetary hemispheric balancing with Rise of the Divine Feminine. And I'll be going into what I mean by that hemispheric balancing as I get into this more today. I'll be fleshing that out, so to speak. So the blog and the article begins with a big graphic that looks like an image by Nicholas Roerich, you know, the painter Nicholas Roerich, the type of graphics that are in it. But the words overlaying this image are, "The rise of the feminine within us all will heal our world." That's quite a concept. That's kind of the keynote. And there's a lot of truth to that, and I'll begin fleshing that out today. So this is the message I'm sending. The world as we knew it is ending, with internet disclosure on the rise and global ignorance now in demise. General enlightenment is no surprise. Indeed, you might say that the divine feminine fruit of the 2017 big shift is now ripe for a Thanksgiving harvest of abundant vision, virtue, and valor, with vow for the big V of victory. Rise of the Divine Feminine. This is the theme that I'll be massaging, so to speak, with this message today. And we're talking about how the Rise of the Divine Feminine brings the Holy Spirit that sings a song of balance to both hemispheres of the personal and planetary holodeck. Now, the word holodeck, the concept of holodeck, those who are familiar with Star Trek are aware of this concept of a holodeck, where scenarios can be created, as we all do within the brain holodeck, within our mind, the brain field holodeck. And I provide a link with that that goes into in-depth of the understanding of the brain field holodeck, the field of energies within the holodeck, the torus field, the field of energy in and around the brain. And there's multiple torus fields within the body, the whole body has a torus field around it, known as the human aura. And I could go into some more depth, but you can read that link on the holodeck to kind of tune into its meaning. And the meaning is related to the science that's well known, that the universe itself is holographic in nature. There's a whole website at that link regarding the holographic universe where you can watch multiple videos on the subject. I mean, it's, this understanding is widespread now worldwide, and some of the good videos that explain that are provided at that link I provide. So beyond all the technical aspects of this, this is, like I say, the table of contents for a book. You know, this the way I'm presenting this material, where you can link to articles to get into more depth of this understanding of the quantum field and quantum science and the holographic universe. But this material that I'm providing with the blog, for those who can access that or can go to the website now at heartcom.org, you can, it's referenced there at that website, heartcom.org, and then there's a link from heartcom.org to Heartcom Network. And it's the recent article blog at Heartcom Network. So for those who want to follow along with the multimedia show, in the meantime, you can do that. For those who are listening live, and in the future, the show notes will provide the links whereby you can do this. So this understanding of the holographic universe and how it's structured holistically with first principles of cosmic law explains how the order of the universe is works in basic principles, the first principles, governing fields within fields. And there are energy fields within fields that operate by first principles, which are common to the holodeck within the brain. And this is the analogy I'll be making with universal law language, frames of reference for understanding how we create within the personal holodeck and within the planetary holodeck. We can co-create, ideally, with this rise of the divine feminine energies, and I'll be going into that more. That's the theme today. So this is basically a frame of reference for the prime directive. The prime directive, that understanding the prime directive, one of my first websites of this year regarding the 2017 big shift tuned into the historical context of the prime directive, where that concept came from, how it became popularized on Star Trek, and how the understanding of this prime directive is self-corrective, with self-regulating systems of self-governing sovereignty in terms of the one universal law language for global reconciliation, as in atonement, or also called at-one-ment, the law of the one law, and the two-in-one, three-in-one, four-in-one capstone, the creative ascent process for interactive co-creation with G.O.D., geometric ordered divinity. And this is the love model. Now, that love model, what cosmic love is focused on, with the theme of this show over the last 10 years, I've been massaging, you might say, this message of spiritual geometry, geometric ordered divinity, the law of the one, the circle, the two-in-one, the cross, the three-in-one, the trinity, the four-in-one, as the capstone on the pyramid, looking down on it, the four quadrants, four sides of self and civilization. You might say the what's referred to in Christic mysticism as the New Jerusalem, the city four square. In the east, you have the mandalic wholeness and the Tibetan and Hopi sand paintings with in geometry of the circle, the triangles, the squares. And these are frames of reference for first principles of cosmic law that frame, you might say, spherical synergies. And spherical in terms of the law of the one, the circle, the two-in-one with the idea of the oneness in the cross, There's the circle, you know, like the Celtic cross, got a cross with the circle at the heart of the cross. And you have the Trinity or the synergy in the Trinity, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and all the archetypes of the Trinity, East and West, West, East as in Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. And the foreign one model or metaphor for of geometric order divinity that cross references, you might say, this threefold flame of being, being as be in God, be in love, you know, this concept of being God, being love, a frame of reference for the first principles of that in terms of cosmic law. And this isn't any unique frame of reference, you know, the love model that geometrizes these concepts. So you have this understanding of the law of the one, the two in one, the three in one, and the four in one. Basically, the first principles of cosmic law in the four quad archetypal dimensional coordinates to the capstone vision of freedom's ascent for us as United Sovereigns of Earth. That's saying a lot in a very few words, and of course, I recommend those who are following along with the blog. There are articles that go into the understanding of the capstone vision, the concept of the internet and how that can be cultured with an upgrade of five core internet freedoms for all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. And this is, again, the theme with the rise of the divine feminine. You have basically a nurturing or a culturing of those virtues that will culture co-creation, cooperation, coordination of communications for unity and diversity. And this is the culture, what I refer to as the currency of conscience. And this conscience currency is dedicated to the one eye love. You know, the one eye, you know, the capstone, the one eye. So one of my favorite references in this regard is by Dr. David R. Hawkins, the author of the book The Power Versus Force, and in this case from his book The Eye of the Eye. He says that to understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love. I mean, it's not rocket science, you know. I mean, at the heart of, I think, all true spiritual religions is the understanding that God is love and is forgiving, for forgiving, not forgetting, as in forgetting to give. So, love is forgiving. Golden rule law language for golden age, you know, is the gold standard for civility and for culturing civilization. And this is, again, the rise of the divine feminine, the energies of nurturing and sensitivity and the Holy Spirit that softens the hardened heart of in this, you know, in, you know, the problem is the hardened heart of Western war profiteers and disease profiteers who are literally making a killing by creating and managing war and disease for profit. Now, of course, that's corporate law because shareholders come before the public when profits are at stake, and it's killing us. Anyway, softening that insanity in modern civilization that is virtually on a self-destruct course is checked and balanced by rise of the divine feminine energies. So cosmic universal love is the law that represents the divine feminine with the Holy Spirit of love and action in frequency and form as in frequently. And when I'm referring to love or cosmic love, I'm talking about a frame of reference for geometric order of divinity and the first principles of cosmic law framed in the love model. And this is the universal interface, this model, this frame of reference, and as I explained with in the article, this blog, regarding hardware cyber ethics. We're talking about the next phase of the computer and internet revolution. That's moving from Web 2.0, which is social networks like Facebook and other social media that is interactive at a certain level. And it's moving towards interaction on a level of qualifying evaluation criteria for consciousness within every network. And how that works in that concept as the next generation of the computer internet revolution, this is what I've been going into throughout this year, and numerous articles from in different ways, basically referencing the trend fit, you might say the trend line or the trend fit of where things are going with the integration of hardware, you know, as in IBM's, then the evolution to software emphasis with Microsoft, and then the emphasis of netware with Netscape and the internet, and now we're talking about hardware, the next phase of the computer internet revolution that will involve and evolve our individual consciousness, social conscience within social networks. How that works with global telecom and global telecommunication capabilities with the internet now is explained in the links provided, and for those who really want to have a vision of where it's going and how to get there, this provides, you might say, the quantum field principles, the unified field principles, the geometries, the first principles of geometric order divinity that have always framed the constitution of conscience of, by, and for United Sovereigns of Earth, you know, those who are, you might say, aware, have woken up, wised up, and have risen up to an understanding of the family of mankind in our global village as the United Sovereigns of Earth. So I've been discussing these cosmic codes, you know, framing these first principles of cosmic law in different ways over the last year, as basically going back the last 50 years of working in this direction of ways to represent and frame in the simplest possible ways these first principles of universal cosmic law governing the field, the quantum field, you know, basically the inner space, the last frontier, you might say, is this inner space. So these cosmic codes framing the first principles of cosmic law, law of the one, 2 and 1, 3 and 1, 4 and 1, 5 and 1 capstone, referencing, you know, the fifth dimensional conscience. What that looks like, how that works, the only way to understand it is with metaphors. And I use the computer internet metaphor a lot as a parable for this process. I mean, I learned this from Jesus, who used agricultural metaphors, you know, the loaves and the fishes, and you know, we reap what we sow, and, you know, he used our agricultural metaphors. Well, we're living in the computer internet age on the threshold of the quantum age. A metaphor for quantum law, cosmic law, parallels quite closely the metaphors of the computer internet revolution, you know, the network, the instant, everywhere, interactive internet. There is no time or space. We're in, you know, quantum space now. We're in a global village. The family of mankind, in principle, is all connected. And, you know, it's like we're all brothers and sisters and family, at heart, you know, with, again, the rise of the divine feminine energies, we have that sensitivity that is more interested in cooperation, you know, for win-win rather than competition, whereby, you know, a few win and others lose. So this is basically the intention of this piece today regarding the rise of the divine feminine, to give a kind of an orientation from a different perspective. In this case, I'm talking about the fractal nature of the quantum universe and the quantum field geometries. And these geometries, and I haven't gone into this before in other shows, but it's like we're coming into, you know, you might say the Holy Spirit line of the clock with the four quadrants of the year. You know, we're coming down the home stretch. And in Scorpio in particular, it's a good time to get into, you might say, what's called God vision. And in this case, God vision is geometrically ordered divinity, these geometries. These were anciently understood. And we know from the Bible that it was three astrologers who found the Christ child through astrology. You know, the stars guided him. I mean, they weren't following a star across, you know, as the story in the Bible, they weren't following a star across the sky that was moving, or maybe there was. I don't know how that would happen, but they could certainly follow certain astrology in the sky. And if they were highly intuitive astrologers, it's like medical intuitives, they can tune into the astrology, the language of the heavens, you might say. And this, there is a language to this. This is the language of the holodeck. It's the same universal principles, universal archetypes that are the first principles that are governing the holodeck between the ears. And the holodeck, you might say, within the collective field of consciousness within any social network by way of Web 3.0 cyber ethics. And again, I'm talking about the future. That is where it's going, the natural organic evolution along more enlightened lines that, you know, frame universal cosmic laws. I've had this intention to get to this point with the show over the last 10 years, but I'm finally getting to the point where there's enough understanding of quantum science, quantum physics, quantum reality with astrology, cytology, as a function of quantum field principles. And these principles are referenced, again, in this geometric ordered divinity of the love model. The L and love references right dynamic energy fields. And the O is round magnetic energy fields. The V is radiant energies, which is the synergy of the linear and the nonlinear. And the graphics I provide with this, I even color code coordinated it on the blog, gives an understanding of this frame of reference of the left brain linear logic is these right dynamic energy fields. You know, right brain thinking, left brain thinking is these right dynamic energy fields. And this sounds like a contradiction, but the linear logical left brain, the right angles, you might say, the compartmentalized thinking that goes on in the left brain is related to linear logic. And in astrology, you see these squares and oppositions and crosses in astrology that reference this relationships, compartmentalized differences in the relationships in dynamic squares and crosses. It increases the dynamic of it. You might say geometrizes it in the dynamic way. Now, these three principles, right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant energies, these are basically on a quantum level. All fields within fields are either right dynamic energy fields or round magnetic energy fields or radiant energy fields. These are universal energy fields. Well, they've always been understood in astrology through basically these geometric principles with the squares and crosses in astrology regarding right dynamic energy fields and a blending of energies in astrology with the round magnetic energy fields. Now, this is like right brain thinking versus left brain thinking. Round magnetic energy fields relate to nonlinear gnosis, you know, knowing. Intuitive knowing is a right brain function. It's holistic. It's audio-oriented, like the left brain is visual-oriented. And this is now well understood. Of course, modern science regarding brain science, the two hemispheres of the brain are brain switching all the time, although some people are more left brain dominant, particularly males, and some people are more right brain dominant, especially usually females. Of course, you get alpha females and you get omega males, but as a general rule, these dynamics are going on within the holodeck within the brain. So the combination of these with the brain switching, you know, between the corpus callosum, you know, you've got this switching between the two hemispheres, which is like the V, the synthesis, and of the linear and the nonlinear. And there's a synergy in that regard. Ideally, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And this is a synergizing aspect with radiant energies that you see in trines and sextiles in astrology. And this isn't explained as a general rule in astrology. These principles and how they're related to universal quantum field energies and their understanding of the mathematics of the angles, or in the case of the magnetic energies, the round blending, you know, nonlinear blending of energies. These are different processes. They're like processes of consciousness that are the operating system for the holodeck. Now, that's saying a lot, but when you tune into it from a multiple holographic perspective, it says there's different ways of saying the same thing that are basically framed with these principles in these graphics that I'm referring to, the L, the O, the V, and the E in terms of linear, nonlinear, the Trinity synthesis, and the E in terms of the four quads of the prime directive, you know, integrating the threefold flame of LOV in all four quadrants of the archetypes that Jung referred to, modern psychology. And we're talking about ancient and modern maps of consciousness from alchemy to astrology, reference these four quads and energies in the different quadrants and the different aspects with astrology as it relates to psychology. And that was the point I was getting into here, which I haven't gone into before on the show, and I wanted to. And I'm, again, referencing the fractal order of the holographic universe that frames the constitution of biomimicry, which is becoming a big word in the holistic healing and natural science movements. Biomimicry, whereby the quantum kingdom of heaven, the unified field, is written in our inward parts. It's coded in our DNA. It's geometrized in astrology. It's identified in the eyes of the iridology, where you can see the whole body, and it's grounded by, with foot reflexology, you can, you know, understand the whole body, how it reflexes in the base of the feet. It's like the every part of the body is the blueprint for the whole body. And this is what holographic principles of the universe, this is how they work. So those who understand these holographic maps of consciousness will more likely appreciate how they're all connected in the quantum field according to each soul's unique configuration of all these factors for 3D interpretation of 4D processes in time. And time, of course, is an illusion like space, but this article, The Future of Time, that I've linked with the keywords in time, goes into the four archetypal ways of perceiving time. We perceive time differently based in terms of our each one's unique archetypal developed areas in the four quadrants. One of the four quadrants, and it's usually everyone has a dominant and a recessive quadrant, and the other two are not so much of the four quadrants. And this way of understanding oneself in terms of how one perceives time, you can read that article, which is an in-depth article from Psychology Today many years ago that referenced the modern psychology of Jung in terms of how different people perceive time, which is a fascinating article for a lot of people that want to have a different way of coming to understand their developed areas as well as their undeveloped areas so they can develop them or balance them. And this is all for the purpose of involving and evolving capstone consciousness, which is sometimes referred to as 5D conscience, 5D consciousness. There's an article I did recently called The Global Paradigm Shift, which goes into this understanding of the shift from 3D and 4D to 5D and what that means, what these terms mean, you know, and again, a metaphoric orientation so you can holistically or holographically, you know, comprehend what this shift to 5D consciousness really means. So there's a link provided there. Again, that's part of your multimedia show. You want to stop and read that article. That includes videos. You might find that interesting regarding the global paradigm shift. So this is the time ordained, you know, now for building a momentum of truth-telling. I mean, what's going on now in our world? It's a time for building a momentum, moment to moment, for personal and planetary evolutionary ascent. I mean, this is the process, how we, you know, build or otherwise culture conscientious common sense, you know, win-win, what works best for all. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I mean, full disclosure of the ordained power of love is always a challenge for the inordinate love of power. And this is the dynamic that's going on now. Like I say, the current astrology with Jupiter conjunct the Sun in Scorpio is very intense right now. Sun's in Scorpio, Jupiter's in Scorpio, Mercury's in Scorpio, but the Sun and Jupiter, since the other day, I think Friday, they're exactly conjunct. It's strong today because Jupiter, or the Sun, is slow moving related to Jupiter. And it's in Scorpio, which is an intense energy. And a good debriefing on that intensity can be heard in a video Wednesday by Kai Pacha, who I've had on Cosmic Love Show before. He's the best astrologer I've found for stepping down this understanding of a new paradigm astrology. In other words, astrology as psychology is a function for quantum field science understanding. This guy may sound trippy, but he's like a court jester with a lot of wisdom that he brings to his worldwide network court, you might say, for the fun of it. I mean, he's fun, and I've taught dozens of workshops in astrology and advanced astrology workshops, and I realize this guy has a gift for bringing in a lot of cosmic law and a lot of truth to the understanding of astrology, and he's a little deeper than some people can follow. But having been into astrology, know that language, and it is a language, and the more you work with the language, the more this language, for me, my understanding has brought forth parallels with the language of astrology and the language of consciousness as a function of these first principles in the holodeck of geometrically ordered divinity that are the frames of reference used in astrology to basically understand the relationships of these energies of the planets and the harmony of the spheres, you might say. So I provide a video of Kai Pacha that you can watch in the blog. And one of the keynotes of the video, and Kai Pacha always has, he does these weekly astrology reports. And he always includes a little four-line keynote that always, just like prose or a poem, rhymes somewhat, and the one for this week goes, the more we share, the deeper we go. The more the truth is revealed. And the more the truth is revealed, the more we stay without turning away, and the more our wounds can be healed. Now, he goes into explaining that in more detail, using a lot of metaphors that are new to a lot of people regarding mythology and principles of psychology. But he's always talking about the relationships, the male and females, the masculine energies, the feminine energies within us, with others, and this thing of relationships with others, and what's going on with the larger cycles and civilization, with mass awakening and the tensions, and current astrology, psychology, and what that means. He has a way of explaining that. And an excerpt from his article, he says that we're at the turning of the ages, and it's a time of revolution where we may be exposed to some revolting stuff. As the old structures, beliefs, moral codes, and belief systems are questioned, challenged, and discarded by many, both external and internal chaos can ensue. It is up to each of us as individuals now, not as sheep following a shepherd, to hone our own moral compass to the highest expression of ourselves. Enjoy your journey. I like the way he uses the word enjoy. Enjoy your journey. because, of course, the journey is within. And the rise of the divine feminine, so this is me speaking and not Kaipacha, but this understanding of the rise of the divine feminine will bring balance to the imbalance in Western civilization. And this is something that I've been reporting on with a lot of my blogs. I try to balance out this imbalance with concepts of balance. What a spiritual evolution, revolution, revelation in consciousness will look like. Because smart without heart is duh. I mean, duh, dense and conscious and heartless. And duh is the heartless genesis of FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. But FUD and duh are naturally neutralized by the Holy Spirit of love and action. That whole holistic and otherwise Holy Spirit is a good example of the prime directive, as can be clearly seen in the biomimicry model of brain field hemispheres, which work best when they're balanced. They're healthy when they're whole. They're holy when they're whole, when they're in balance. I mean, have you ever wondered why print language in the West, print technology, print language in the West, how it evolved with symbols, you know, letters of symbols, words that are read on a page from left to right? But language in the Far East evolved with holistic pictographic calligraphy that is read on a page from right to left. The East is right brain dominant. The West is left brain dominant. The hemispheres of the Earth are all part of the holographic picture of the hemispheres within the holodeck between the ears. Now, this is mind-blowing for a lot of people. I've had people on the show to go into this, have written books on the subject, and has blown my mind repeatedly to the point where I'm starting to get it, and I'm sharing it now. The West is left-brain dominant, just like most men are left-brain dominant. That's why the rule of law in the West underwrites win-lose competition. You know, a masculine ownership and control mindset that in excess is out of balance with win-win cooperative values. I mean, the sports model in America, you know, is one team wins, the other team loses. And the sports model is quite often applied to the political system, whereby one team wins and one team loses. And it's all the old left-right thing. Republicans get elected, and people get sick of it, and they elect Democrats. They get sick of the Democrats, and they elect the Republicans. You know, the old, I call it the tyranny two-step. Anyway, that's a Western, the domination agenda of, you know, we win and everyone else loses. In a global village, that doesn't work so well. It's out of balance with win-win East-West cooperative values, which say, you know, let's all win, and basically, you know, do what's best for everyone rather than just, you know, all you other people losing. You know? So the East is white brain dominant, just as most women are, and that's why social conscience is so big. Social networks and social conscience really took off in the East. Like multi-level marketing is a form of social networking, became huge in Japan and China and Singapore in the East because they're more social network oriented. And it was adapted very quickly, this concept of social networks for win-win with network marketing, you know, bringing value to their network, their social network. It's geared more to win-win cooperative ventures between East and West, like the BRICS Bank. The BRICS Banks, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and many other like countries, like 50 countries of the world, you know, have aligned with a new concept of cooperation with a goal-based economy and an asset-based economy that is more into cooperative ventures, like the new high-speed East-West Silk Road venture that China is doing. So the rise of the divine feminine in the West will see the nurturing, more of this nurturing, culturing sensitivity to the highest and best use of our human and physical resources for the optimal health of Western media, global telecom, and medicine, global telecare. And the principles of the media, medicine, and marketing, for culturing TLC, telecom, telecare, telecommerce, teleconscience, it'll thrive with prosperity for all to the extent that the first principles of an economics of abundance, TLC in action, is abundantly integrated in social media, healthcare, and the economy. The merger of science and spirituality is the TLC connection. Tender loving care, heart coherence, as well as mind congruence, is the way that heartware, and heartware is a concept that I provide in-depth links to in my blog, but how it defines, heartware defines, refines and shines the integration of hardware, software, and netware, as I mentioned before, for Web 3.0 paradigm shift, which goes into that link to that. Those who want to go into depth understanding that, there's a link to that with a website with some in-depth articles explaining this global paradigm shift to Web 3.0, explains what Web 1.0 is, what Web 2.0 is, and where it's going, the trend line, the trend set, is basically inadvertently happening with the instant everywhere interactive internet, and it's like it's in process, which is like a spiritual ascension process that's uprising toward a post-materialistic science. So the rise of the divine feminine, you might say, is a rise beyond gross materialism. And a post-materialistic science, what that looks like and how that works, the latest issue of Explore the Journal of Science and Healing contains a bombshell of an essay. It's entitled Manifesto for a Post-Materialistic Science. And it could be to science what Luther's 95 theses were to religion. Luther's 95 theses, the Protestant Reformation, which was huge. It was like the Industrial Revolution in religion. Well, now there's a parallel that is going on that is huge in terms of a shift towards the divine feminine, beyond the materialistic ownership and control paradigm. So the balance of hemispheric fields within, personal and planetary, this balance will see the rise of the divine feminine in the West, where masculine attributes are extreme, the ownership and control values, and rise of the divine masculine in the East, where feminine attributes are extreme, with technocratic control of all social networks. I'm going to go into this, but this understanding of balancing needs to be going on in both hemispheres. The developed and undeveloped areas, the strengths of one hemisphere and the undeveloped, and as related to the strengths of the other, and how they can be synergized. The divine aspects of East and West, of male and female, how they can be synergized for a whole which is greater than the sum of the parts. That's where we're going. In the meantime, what we're seeing is some of the less than divine aspects of technological revolution. We're seeing a lot of technological innovation. We've seen how it's been a strength of the left brain dominant West, Western civilization. A lot of the internet technology came out of the West. But the right brain dominant East has rapidly industrialized to manufacture Western commodities. And they've invested heavily in developing extremely advanced quantum technologies that could either liberate humanity with unprecedented unity and diversity consciousness, or if the divine aspects aren't balanced and integrated, the less than divine love of power in humanity could be used with technocracy to enslave the public. Again, if open, transparent, net reality is not upgraded to represent all of us, united sovereigns of Earth. So there's an article I provide that goes into this. It's called China Outraces U.S. in Quantum Computing and Quantum Encryption. This is from Technocracy News, October 23rd. And an excerpt goes, if China wins the quantum computing war, it will obsolete land-based communication infrastructure and give China complete dominance over data encryption. China has already indicated that it will invest whatever resources are necessary to win this race, which many have compared to the original race to land on the moon. That's how big this is. Understanding quantum science, the quantum field, quantum consciousness, quantum reality, and providing a quantum infrastructure that's instant, everywhere, and interactive has great potential for use and abuse. So this is choice time. The future is what we make it. The vision is how we create it. With conscience as president, the opportunity is self-evident and hopeful if only we take it. The Internet has forced the future upon us, united sovereigns of Earth, and our new instant, everywhere, and interactive net reality has raised global awareness of the imbalance that compels balance of divine feminine heart coherence with divine masculine mind congruence. You know, mental processes are usually associated with the left brain. Emotional intelligence, you know, heart coherence is usually associated with the right brain, feminine intuition, etc. So Facebook and Google have previously helped to create a unity consciousness, east and west, with universal translation capabilities between languages. But both have been privatized largely since their creation by powerful special interests with a vested interest in profiting from terror, war, disease, and disinformation, profiting from deception. I mean, Google's motto up until this last year was do no evil, but they've quietly removed that as their motto. And if you think about it, to do no harm is the prime directive. Servant leadership, service to others, naturally cultures evolutionary ascent with rise of the divine feminine virtues at the heart of sovereignty consciousness, or sovereignty conscience as a whole. And most people have heard that James Madison, who was the chief architect of the U.S. Constitution, once said that conscience is the most sacred of all properties. Covert censorship by the deep state has become a systemic problem in mainstream centralized media and increasingly over the decentralized internet. I mean, the whole truth wants only to be free, but is increasingly filtered out of search capabilities with Google's banning, redirecting, and demonetizing of many websites that have alternative views which challenge the official politically correct narrative of the deep state. Take, for example, Trump blocked this last week. Trump blocked full release of JFK assassination records after last-minute CIA push. Article on that from Zero Hedge. Zero Hedge is a good source of in-depth stuff that doesn't get reported in the mainstream media. I mean, what do you expect? What do you expect if the CIA was behind the JFK assassination? I mean, on the internet, global netizens, you know, who follow what's went on with 9/11 and what's going on behind the scenes, east and west, people know what happened, at Dallas with the assassination of JFK. I mean, Bush Sr. was photographed at Dallas that day. He became head of the CIA and then became president. There's plenty of records to document his involvement. And Bush Sr. financed massive growth of the CIA while he was, while he basically was the head of it, after working a deal with Saddam Hussein for protection, basically, in exchange for a major cut in their huge oil revenues. Now, this is not mainstream, but it's all over the internet. If you want to, with good sources, it's well sourced, it's well documented. And Bush Jr. then went on to lead the neocons to murder Hussein and take over the oil industry for all the profits, killing more than a million Iraqis with mass destabilization, which led to a regional war and millions of refugees. I mean, that's history. It's the whole world knows that now. And the world now knows that the excuse of weapons of mass destruction was a fabricated deception to further the imperial ambitions of the war party, the empire. So, of course, the CIA doesn't want the truth of this to be freed from deep state control of the official narrative. So, of course, they're not going to release the whole truth and full disclosure. Although full disclosure is going, reacting to, stories like this with the whole truth coming out even more. I mean, the more the whole truth at this point tries to get suppressed, the more it comes out. This is the time we live in. You might say zero point has hit critical mass with a spherical consciousness globally of what true history is and where things are really at now, where things are really at. I mean, the decentralized internet has been a huge challenge for centralized power structures, both east and west. And we're seeing loss of control by centralized power being compensated by technocratic attempts to limit those five core internet freedoms that will or have the capability of upgrading the American Republic as a model for global sovereignty principles and processes. So I'm taking a break at this point. For those who want to watch this video, which is mind-blowing, this video, Saint Germain's message, it is time to manifest a new republic. There was a lot of truth in this video that from a source that I haven't shared before, but these goldfish reports are quite extraordinary for understanding the Republic, the American Republic, what happened to it, how it was co-opted, you might say by the cabal or whatever you want to call it, the corporatocracy, etc. But how, what Saint Germain's message is as far as how important it is to have full disclosure. And this is, when I say Saint Germain saying this, this guy, I mean, I think Saint Germain, we're in the age of Aquarius now. He's Aquarian hierarchy. I go into this in the next video. I go into this more. That Saint Germain is a hierarch who represents these golden age principles and processes that will culture a golden age. What that looks like, how that works, and at this time, what he's saying through this guy, I wouldn't be surprised if Saint Germain overshadowed him and gave him this message that there's a need for full disclosure to expose and neutralize those deep state secret agencies which have inverted, subverted, and frickin' perverted the ordained power of love under constitutional law. So, again, for those who don't know the history of Saint Germain behind the creation of the American Republic, I highly recommend the video that follows called Changes on the Horizon, Dawn of the Golden Age. Now, this is the full version. We're talking about three parts, 3 hours long. But if you haven't seen it before, the understanding of where the American Republic, what happened to it, how it was created, what are the founding principles, and what's been the challenge of these founding principles since America was created? What was the backstory behind its creation? And how the process of it maturing, a golden age maturing now, bringing you up to stuff on the history of Saint Germain. I mean, this video is, I would say, you know, for precocious adolescents, mature adults. I mean, this is required study for all medicines devoted to a historical perspective of the whole truth regarding an emerging golden age for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. I mean, in the West, we see extremely advanced surveillance technologies now being used to profile and covertly censor politically incorrect positions in social networks. We're seeing it being used, basically private information on individuals being used by corporations to make merchandise out of the people. And other perversions, you might say, that are encroaching dramatically on our core constitutional freedoms. In the East, we see the same issue of technocracy with extremely advanced facial recognition and voice recognition technologies being used to recognize and shame dissidents who don't get along by going along with centralized state policies. So there's an article you can read. China is building huge facial recognition database to ID any citizen within 3 seconds. That's an October 23rd article from, I think it was one of those technocracy articles. And an excerpt from that article: as it collects vast troves of data on its citizens, China is advancing as a technocracy and is headed for complete scientific dictatorship within a few years. Americans do not understand that this technology and mindset is also targeted for America with the same result. Targeted by the deep state, not targeted by the American public. You know, so there's another article here, China amassing huge voice recognition database to track citizens. This is by Human Rights Watch on October 24th. An excerpt there is that China is perfecting technocracy and scientific dictatorship through massively intrusive citizen identification that also records political predispositions and psychological profiles. What would China do with such a system? Anything they want. And you can run, but you can't hide. I mean, it's kind of a freaky article when you think about it. And I mean, is this the darkness before the dawn of a golden age? You know, what's going on here? I mean, it's serious stuff. And the corruption of net neutrality by the corporatocracy in America that we're starting to see with Google and Facebook, this represents the last phase of Web 2.0 social networks before Web 3.0 cyber ethics takes global net reality to the next level. And we're talking about a major paradigm shift that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness in the way that checks and balances the inordinate love of power by dark forces of the deep state that are really into not just population control, but population reduction. This is serious stuff. And readers of this Big Shift blog since the first of 2017, they are well aware of the systemic problems and holistic solutions that are quickening in the collective consciousness as a new common sense matures in the collective awareness of global humanity. I mean, this is the process of global metamorphosis with rise of the divine feminine. And at this time of global alignment with intense photonic light as our solar system aligns with our galaxy's photon belt, and there's a graphics and a video you can watch at that link on the photon belt, you know, to get more of an insight on what I'm talking about. As this intense photonic light surges in the field of Earth's electromagnetic fields and the holodeck between our ears, as this surging goes on, there's conscious evolution is naturally sparked by cosmic fire. And we're going to have to do a wrap there. I have to take it from there on the website. I want to thank you for listening. I got into it more than I was expecting and could go longer, but you'll be able to follow along from the blog, and thanks for listening.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to cosmic love.